Archers for the week 13 to 18 November 2005.
It's Remembrance Sunday,
and the church is full.
Oh, Ruth, good to see you.
I brought Pip. She's doing World War II at school.
Oh, yes.
And, well, the family wanted to support Elizabeth and Nigel.
Of course. It was good to see them here. And Lewis.
It was nice what you said to them.
Well, I saw them last week when I went over, but I did want to take the opportunity. I spoke to Michael at Loxley Barracks. I know they're having the funeral there.
Morning, Ruth.
Oh, morning, Mabel. Nice to see you.
And you and your daughter, too. Well, it's good to see so many young people here.
Yeah, young and old. I was very pleased to see Marjorie.
I didn't notice her. I must say hello.
Well, you should make the effort.
Of course. We don't forget the... What does that woman want us to sign up to now?
Linda's collecting signatures for the parish council. She wants to join it.
Oh, yes. There's a vacancy, of course.
Yeah, good for her.
I'm afraid some of the councillors don't agree with you. They wouldn't co-opt her, so she has to go for a by-election. Collect 10 signatures.
Well, I should think she's got those this morning.
Well, I hope she has. Well, if someone's prepared to devote their time and energy to help others,
then... Linda's always willing to do that. She's agreed to take on the village show as well.
Oh, that is good news.
Not a panto, though. Some sort of concert, I think.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's... hang on. Excuse me. I've just got to have a word with Clary.
Of course.
I shan't be long.
Poor woman. She's very worried about her son, apparently.
Which one?
The elder, I think. But it is a dreadful situation.
It's certainly complicated.
It's the poor baby I feel sorry for. He's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It just proves how careful you have to be before you go rushing into relationships.
I suppose.
And wisdom doesn't always come with age.
No, that's true.
Well, look at Alan and your friend, Usha.
In what sense?
Well, surely you can't think what's going on between them is a good idea.
Great friends. I don't see what...
Friends? It's a bit more than friendship. I may be old, but I can see the signs.
Maybe, but surely that's up to them.
Not when neither of them seems to realise what they're getting themselves into.
I'm sorry, Mabel. I really don't think it's any of our business.
I know what I'm talking about. I know how hard it was for Alan and my daughter.
But they were happy.
They were young. And Alan wasn't a vicar then. If this goes any further, I will see all kinds of heartache ahead.
Well, that's their choice. There's nothing we can do about it.
Of course there is. I got to go home later this week.
Oh, what a pity.
But you could keep an eye on them for me, couldn't you? Try and talk some sense into them.
Well, no, Mabel. I don't think I really...
You're their friend, Ruth. Well, that's what friends are for, isn't it?
So, did you like seeing all the animals?
Yeah!
Yeah, great, wasn't it? Did you enjoy yourself, love?
Yes, thank you. It was my idea, be gone.
And a really good one. You know, in Africa, there's lots of lions and monkeys.
Really?
And you can go and look at them, not just for a morning, but for a whole week if you want to.
If you can afford it.
We could go to Kruger Park, take our car, then it's not so expensive.
Wait.
Take Nolly. Your little sister would like it too. You could see lions and rhinos and leopards and elephants. Would you like that, Phoebe?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lovely idea.
But the park is much, much bigger and the sun shines all the time.
I want an ice cream.
No, sweet, it's too cold.
Oh, please.
Oh, Hayley, can't I get her one just this once?
There's been a lot of just this once.
One ice cream won't hurt. Look, here you are, Kate.
Oh, thanks. Come on then, Phoebe, quick, let's run. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, she's really enjoying herself, isn't she?
Kate or Phoebe?
Yeah, both of them. It's a great idea of yours, love.
Wasn't it?
Why haven't you enjoyed it? What's the matter?
It's not very fair on Phoebe to start talking about South Africa and she won't be able to go till she's much older.
It's just a fairy story to her.
Maybe. And would it have killed you to let Kate put her hand in her pocket for once?
What, for the ice cream? Oh, come on, Ailey.
The ice cream, the entrance fee, and, I've no doubt, lunch.
Well, we've got to eat.
We don't have to feed her. She's not one of the animals.
She's Phoebe's mum.
I know.
I can hardly ask her to pay for her own meals separately. Anyway, what does it matter? If Phoebe's enjoying herself...
Yes, it does. We're supposed to be saving for a house.
But they see each other so rarely. I don't want to spoil it by arguing about who should pay for what.
So I noticed.
Oh, Hayley.
They're coming back.
Hey, Phoebe! How many flakes have you got in that cone?
Ah, Ruth, hello.
Morning, Satya.
Josh said I might find you here. Only Usha's busy checking some documents she needs for court tomorrow. She's so conscientious.
She is.
So, I thought it might be a good opportunity for us to have a little chat.
Yeah. What about?
I'll be leaving later this week, you see.
Usha told me. I'm sure she'll miss you.
I wish I could stay longer, but I do have my own life to lead.
Of course you do.
I can't say I'm very happy about leaving Usha with things as they are.
Right. How are they?
The situation between her and Alan.
Oh, that.
I really don't like the way it's developing.
Oh, well, you wouldn't be the only one.
I'm so glad you agree.
I didn't say that.
Alan is a charming man, of course.
He is, and he and Usha get on so well.
Exactly. And that's where the danger lies. She just can't see it.
I'm sure Usha is quite capable of looking after...
That's where you're wrong. Not where men are concerned. Look at her track record.
Satya, I don't want to upset you, but what I actually think is that who Usha chooses to have a relationship with is entirely up to her.
Oh, I know. That's the modern attitude. Leaving people to sink or swim alone.
I didn't mean...
Does it make them happy?
Look, I take it you don't approve of Usha's friendship with Alan.
If only that's all it was.
As far as I know, it is.
You don't really believe that. You'd have to be blind not to see they're falling for each other.
Well, that's up to them, isn't it?
When it can cause nothing but heartache? Hmm? What kind of aunt would I be if I let that happen? Well, and what kind of friend would you be? I know how Usha relies on you.
It's mutual. But if you're going to ask me to have a word with her after you've gone...
Yes, I was. How clever of you to guess.
That's right, Phoebe. See how fast you can go. Yeah, not too fast though, sweetie. Don't fall off.
She's a bit overexcited.
She really loved seeing the animals, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she did.
When the monkeys climbed on the car.
Yeah, that was funny.
Hilarious. Especially when they broke our radio aerial off.
Oh, well, it was my fault for leaving it up. We can get another one.
If she likes this, she'd love Kruger.
Oh, I'm sure she would. Only, I wish
yeah,
she wouldn't.
Maybe when she's a bit older.
Oh, we don't have to wait. I've had a wonderful idea. I can't understand why I didn't think of it before.
What idea?
Mum and Dad are coming to me for Christmas. Phoebe could come out with them.
Well, it's a lovely thought, Kate.
But we couldn't possibly afford the airfare. We're saving for a house.
Well...
And that's more important for Phoebe than a posh holiday, however much...
It wouldn't just be a holiday. She could see Lolly. She'd love that.
Maybe. But, as we said,
you don't have to worry about the money. Dad would pay her fare, I'm sure.
We couldn't possibly accept
her. Oh, Mum. I know she's sad she doesn't see as much of Phoebe at Christmas as she would like.
She always sees her.
It would be such a treat for us to spend Christmas together. The whole family.
Your family.
Yeah, we'd miss her, Kate.
Yeah? Besides...
But you've had so many Christmases together. I've never really...
That was your choice, Kate. You can't just...
Yeah, it's a lovely idea, but Phoebe's never been away from us for that long.
Well, why don't you come too?
Really?
We can't even afford Phoebe's airfare, let alone...
It would be lovely. All the families together.
I know she'd like to see Nolly.
Roy?
There you are, then. Dad's not back till Wednesday. Oh, I suppose I'd better run it past him first.
Maybe you should.
And that gives you time to think. Oh, look, Phoebe wants to get off.
I expect she's feeling giddy.
Don't worry, I'll get her.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It would be lovely for Phoebe to have a real family Christmas.
She's had lots of them with us.
Yeah, but if we went too...
With what?
We've got money in the building society.
For the house. Honestly, Roy...
But it's such a great opportunity for Phoebe.
Here we are, all safe and sound.
Can we go and see the animals?
No, love. No, it's lunchtime now.
Aren't you hungry?
I want to see the animals.
We've been talking about that. Grandpa and Grandma are coming to see me this Christmas. Would you like to come with them?
Kate!
You could see lots more animals and see your sister.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, and I thought Pip might find this book useful for her project.
It's very kind of you to bring it straight over.
Well, she said you wanted to get it finished this afternoon.
You're still kind.
I wanted to give Mabel and Amy a bit of quality time together. I'm taking it back this week.
I know. Satya's going too.
Yeah. Fond though we are of both of them, it'll be something of a relief. You wouldn't believe the lengths Usha and I had to go to last week just to spend a bit of time together.
I might.
They don't really approve of our friendship.
No?
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, they're such remarkable women in so many ways.
I'll say.
Well, I suppose both of them are getting a bit, you know, set in their ways.
I wouldn't say that.
Wouldn't you?
Well, they're bright enough to see something neither you nor Usha seem willing to admit.
Yeah, and what would that be?
Wouldn't it be easier all round if you both just declared you were an item and put us all out of our misery?
What?
I'm sure Mabel and Satya would come to terms with it. As you said, they're remarkable women.
Ruth, I don't mean to be rude, but...
You think I should mind my own business?
Well...
I wish I could. Only both Mabel and Satya have given me a mission.
What?
My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to act as their surrogate in their absence and nip any burgeoning romance in the bud.
They said that? Both of them?
Both of them.
Oh, I am so sorry, Ruth.
That's all right.
Well, they feel neglected, that's all. Mm. We decided we shouldn't see each other this week and concentrate on them.
That might help. But when you and Usha do see each other next week...
Yeah?
Just get on with it, will you? For all our sakes.
It's a fateful day for Emma.
I told you, the post is always a bit late on Monday.
Why does it have to be late today?
The letter may not come today at all.
No, no, they said it would. Oh, Mum, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, so am I, the state you're in. And as Ed couldn't stay with you.
Oliver's due back today. He had to go to Grange Farm. I'll let him know as soon as I can.
And, Will?
He'll get his own letter.
It'll be hard for him if the result's what you expect.
I know, Mum. But I've told him Ed's George's father. If he hadn't been so difficult, we wouldn't have had to take this test at all.
Oh, where is he?
Oh, hello, love. What are you doing here?
I just couldn't face going into work. Pat understands.
Not feeling well?
It's the day they hear about the test results. Oh, stay well, you were in last week. He is going to be devastated.
Well, if that's the way it goes.
But, or Edward, then.
Well, don't expect me to have much sympathy for him.
Oh, I hope the letters do come today. I can't go through this again.
This must be it. Aren't you going to open it?
I don't know if I dare. So,
do you want me to do it for you?
No. No, I'll do it. Oh, God. No.
Oh, what? Oh, what does it say?
No, that can't be right. There must be some mistake. There must be. Oh,
what does it say?
It says Will is George's father.
Oh, Emma.
I can't understand it. I was so sure.
Oh, Emma, love. I did warn you.
This has to be a mistake.
How could it be? They tested all of you. Oh,
well, what's Ed going to say?
Do you want to ring him?
I can't tell him something like this over the phone. He'll be devastated.
You might spare a thought for Will too.
Why? He's got what he wanted now, hasn't he?
Oh, hardly. He hasn't got you.
Oh, he'll be so... Oh, Mum... Oh, the post comes early to the cottage. He'll have got his letter too. Heads his ear for him.
At least someone will be pleased.
Oh, he'll be pleased. And the first thing he'll want to do is rub Ed's nose in it.
Oh, love, I think that's a bit harsh.
He will. I know he will. Oh, come on, Mum, quick. We've got to get over to Grange Farm.
Morning, brother.
What do you want?
I expect you were here at the crack of dawn, that right? You're so conscientious.
Yeah, I was here early. Why was it to you?
Came out before the post, then?
Yeah.
That's a pity. I got a very interesting letter this morning, and I reckon you'll have had the same one.
On the test results?
That's right.
And?
Oh, no surprises, really. Not for me, anyway.
Not for you?
No. I always knew I was George's father.
You are?
I always said I was, and guess what? I am.
I don't believe you. No, I want to see the letter.
Of course you do. Here you are. But I've told you what it says. George is mine.
Yeah. It does say that.
Well, doesn't matter to me. I knew that anyway. But that letter might come in handy if I need to prove it in court.
In court?
Yes, court. You can keep Emma, Ed. You're welcome to her. But George is mine, and I want him back.
You can't take him away from us.
I can. I'm his father.
Shut up.
I'm his father, Ed. I'm his father.
No, shut up.
Ed, Will, what's going on? I can hear you from
the house. Brought Ed some news.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Ed, calm down, please. What news, Will?
We got the letter. I'm George's father.
Stop saying
Ed,
that.
For heaven's sake, stop.
Get off me.
Oh. Leave her alone. Caroline, are you all right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Caroline. I couldn't mean to. It's just him. I can't take any more.
Yeah, that's right. Run away. You always do. I'm his father, Ed. I'm George's father.
Will.
Are you all right? He didn't hurt you.
No, I'm fine. But where's he going?
Who cares?
But the street is all.
Let him smash himself up. I hope he does. Serve him right.
Will, I know what a huge relief this must be for you, but wouldn't it have been kinder to let him find out for himself?
Why should I be kind to him? He stole my wife and he tried to steal my baby. He deserves everything he's got coming to him.
I've never seen you like this before.
Well, you'd better get used to it.
Where is Ed? Where is he?
Oh, Emma, heavens. I'm afraid you've just missed him.
What have you done? What have you said to him?
I said I was George's father. Thought he'd want to know.
Oh, how could you?
Didn't seem too happy about it. I am, though.
What, you?
No, Emma, please, calm down. That's not going to help anyone.
How did you do that to him?
How could I do that to him?
Stop it! Stop it! Oh, Caroline, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Where's he gone?
I don't know. And do you know what? I don't care.
He just drove off.
No, what did you say to him?
Told him the truth. I'm George's dad. And now I'm going to tell my mum and dad.
No, stop. You can't just go. I want to know what you said to Ed.
I don't care what you want. I've got what I want. I've got my son. And I'm going to keep him.
No. No, you can't come back. Emma, Emma, love, let him go. This isn't going to help. I've got to know where Ed is. Do you know, did he say?
I'm sorry, Emma. He was in quite a state.
We've got to go after him, Mum.
We can't.
We've got to. He might do anything. We've got to.
If Speedy was going, I doubt you'd catch him. He may just need some time alone to take all this in.
Oh, Caroline, I am so sorry about
please,
all this.
Please, it doesn't matter.
Mum, what am I going to do? Suppose he never comes back.
Oh, love.
I don't think that's very likely. He might never want to see me again. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
I was right all along. I am George's father. I always knew I was.
Of course you did.
And this proves it.
Son, I'm so pleased for you.
Yeah. Oh, I think this has got to be one of the best days of my life.
I'm pleased too, love, of course, but...
But what?
I'm just worried how Edward's going to react.
Who cares?
Eddie, I know he's done wrong.
I'll say he has.
Thanks, Dad.
He's our son too.
He's no son of mine. Not after the way he's behaved.
Don't say that. This news will be a terrible shock. I wonder if he's had his letter yet.
Oh, he knows. I told him.
You told him?
And he did what he always does. He ran away. Coward.
See? Couldn't even take it like a man.
He certainly could not.
But you told him. I don't understand.
He'd have found out soon enough.
Not from his brother. But you told him and he just took off.
We had a bit of a chat. To be fair, I did most of the talking.
I bet you did.
But then what?
He just ran for his car and off he went, as per usual.
He didn't tell you where he was going.
No, he didn't.
But he could be anywhere. He must be desperate.
I hope he is.
Oh, William.
How do you expect the boy to feel, Clary? Edward got himself into this mess.
Yeah, I know, but...
Aren't you pleased with me at all, Mum?
Of course you are.
Of course I am, love. Really pleased. But you can't expect me not to worry about Edward too.
I don't see why. Dad isn't.
I am not.
Don't you see what this means, Mum? I can get George back. I am his father. He can come and live with me.
Oh, Mum, where is he? I've been ringing and texting and he just won't answer.
Oh, and I'm glad to hear it, the speed Caroline said he was driving.
Oh, Mum.
I'm being practical, love. I'm sure when he gets a chance.
Oh, it's him.
It's him.
Thank goodness.
What does he say?
Sorry. Need to think, be in touch, love.
Mum. That's something, isn't it?
It's not much.
Well, you can't say much in a text.
8 words. Just 8. I knew it. He hates me.
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't need to. Mum.
Oh, love, David. Come on now.
Oh, it'll be all right.
No, it won't.
Oh,
okay, as soon as I got you. Oh, love. Whatever's the matter?
Everything bad, everything.
She's just had a text from Ed.
I don't know where he is. And he hates me.
I don't think he's got any reason to blame you.
Oh, he isn't. She doesn't know what he's thinking.
I do. Of course he blames me. I told him he was George's father. I was so sure, and he's not.
You haven't spoken to him at all?
No, we just missed him.
He didn't wait to find out how you'd taken the news?
Oh, he didn't know I was coming.
You'd think the least he could do would
Neil.
Be to...
Neil!
Well, I'm sorry, but I think that's extraordinary. Not even to see how you were taken.
You don't understand. It must have been such a shock, Will telling him. Oh, I bet he enjoyed that.
Well, you can hardly blame him.
Oh, see, even George is upset.
Oh, I'm not surprised. He's been all over the place this morning.
Oh, you'd better see to him, love.
Can't face him. George, what have I done to you?
Look, now, that's just silly. He must be hungry. Look, you go upstairs and give him a feed.
Yes, good idea.
I don't know.
It'll calm both of you down. He needs you.
All right.
Never mind all the rest. You just look after George.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, Neil. What a mess.
Oh, I know. Still, it might be for the best.
Oh, how can you say that? You saw the state Emma was in.
Oh, she'll calm down.
Oh, I hope so.
Aren't you pleased?
To see my daughter with her life in pieces, no.
We didn't really want her to get stuck with Ed Grundy, did you?
Oh, it's not a question of what I wanted.
First sign of trouble and he's off. Typical.
Oh, it must have been a terrible shock.
Well, let's hope he's brought him to his senses. Emma, too.
Oh, you don't understand, do you? She loves him.
Oh, she thinks she does. But now she knows Will's George's father, there might be a chance.
Oh, you don't seriously think they'll get back together again?
Well, after the dust has settled, why not? It'd be the best thing for George.
Oh, having two parents who hate each other.
Will loves Emma, and she might...
He did? Oh, you didn't see him, Neil.
Look, it might take time,
no,
but...
No. He was like a different person. I've never seen him so hard. Vindictive.
Will?
Yes. Even Caroline was shocked, I could tell. Oh, Neil. I wish Ed had been George's father.
You can't mean that.
Will would have come to terms with it. They could have all moved on.
Starting with Ed Grundy.
You don't understand. Emma chose Ed. All Will's got left is George. And now he's got proof he's George's father.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes. He's going to fight for him. And he won't care who he hurts.
Hayley's got a lot on her mind.
So they're coping, are they?
Seem to be. Well, there's a lot to do this week for the funeral, you know.
Well, it's good for people to have something to keep them busy.
Yeah. Lewis and Nigel want to read some poems.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Mm-hmm.
Lewis found a good one to start with, but they haven't found anything for the end yet.
Well, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And Ellen's coming tomorrow. They're going to ask her if she's got any ideas.
And you're going to look after the children on the day?
Yeah. Lily and Freddie are too young to go to the funeral.
Yeah, of course.
And other people might like to leave the little ones with me.
Oh, I don't know. It seems to be nothing but bad news at the moment. Mm. I'll just finish this and then I need to pop round to Susan's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she rang in a bit of a state. You know they got the test results yesterday.
Mm, Roy said. Not what they were expecting.
Oh, poor Susan. She sounded really stressed out.
Poor everybody.
So, if you wouldn't mind letting Roy know that supper might be a bit late, I've told Mike.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get us all something.
Oh, thanks, love. I won't want to rush away from Susan's if she needs me.
That's all right. Give me something to do.
So, where's Phoebe?
Kate collected her from school, and Roy was meeting them when he finished his shift. I expect they're off on one of their expeditions.
What, he hasn't rung you?
No.
She's going home this week, isn't she?
Oh, thank God.
I think you cope very well, love.
Do you? I don't.
Oh, you're very generous to Kate, letting her play at being Phoebe's mum. Don't think I could do it.
It's been a bit more than playing this time.
Oh, she'll be gone soon. I doubt if she'll be back for some time.
She doesn't need to come back.
Well, how do you mean?
She wants Phoebe to go out there for Christmas.
Well, I hope you put your foot down about that.
I tried.
And Roy agrees with you, surely?
No.
Good heavens, but...
He thinks it'll be a great opportunity for her, and we shouldn't stand in her way.
He'll come to his senses when she's gone.
Well, that might be too late. She's already got Phoebe all excited about it.
Oh, it's very irresponsible of her. Phoebe's much too young to be away from home at Christmas.
But Roy's got a solution to that. He says we can go too.
You are joking.
Wish I was.
But it would cost the earth.
We've got our savings.
I thought those were for a deposit on a house.
Well, so did I. Oh, I'm sorry, Betty. I shouldn't be talking to you like
this.
Oh,
no, no. I'm glad you've told me.
It's just nice to have someone who notices how hard it all is for me.
Oh, of course it is.
I have to stand and watch Kate and Roy and Phoebe getting on so well together and I just feel invisible.
Oh, Hayley.
Of course, I want Phoebe to have a good relationship with Kate. But
you are a mum, Hayley. Don't let anyone make you think otherwise.
Roy just doesn't seem to notice. It's like Kate hypnotises him.
Oh, she always did.
You're not cheering me up, Betty.
But it's you he loves, Hayley.
I know. I just feel so taken for granted. Like what I want doesn't count.
Oh, I'm sure it's temporary. And once Kate's gone...
Wouldn't put it past him to be booking the tickets now.
Well, Roy wouldn't do that without asking you.
He's been doing a lot of things without asking me. Sorry. That's not very loyal.
And Jennifer would be keen, of course. She's always wanted Phoebe with them for Christmas.
Mm, and they can afford it, unlike us.
Oh, it's just not fair. It's nothing to them. And you've been saving so hard.
I know. But if Phoebe's going, what? I'm really scared Roy will insist we go too. Ed, is that you?
No, love, it's me.
Sorry. I just hoped.
You... haven't heard from him, then?
Not since yesterday.
Well,
he's left us, and now he has.
Well, he might have told you then, instead of leaving you to wonder.
Why should he, after what I've done to him?
Oh, Emma.
If I tried to stick it out with Will, it...
I'm not going to pretend that that isn't what I thought you should do.
Oh, I couldn't. I love Ed. It was eating me up. I just couldn't pretend any longer.
Yes, I know.
I thought it wasn't fair to Will either.
Well, he might not have agreed with you there.
I honestly thought Ed was George's father.
Yes, I know you did.
It was George. When he first smiled, he was so like Ed.
Well, Ed is his uncle. I sometimes think Christopher's got a look of Clive about him. It's a bit worrying.
The way Ed was with him. They were so sweet together.
Will loves George, too.
I know. But I don't love Will. It's Ed I want to spend my life with. And it's Ed I want to be George's father.
Love, it isn't as simple as that.
Lots of people do it. It can work. Look at Ailey and Phoebe.
Will is George's father. He's got rights.
You don't have to tell me that. Dad, he's been on the phone already. He's going to see his solicitor tomorrow.
Already?
He wants residency. He wants to take George off me.
Good Lord. Your mum said... Oh, but I thought she must be exaggerating.
What did Mum say?
That Will had changed.
Yeah, he has. And that's my fault too.
Oh, Lord.
What is such a mess?
I've lost Will. I've lost Ed, and now I might lose George too.
I'm sure it won't come to that. No one's going to take a baby off a good mum like you.
Is George going to think I'm a good mum? Will and me fighting over him, Ed not there to help me. God, what have I done?
Look, why don't you come over to the house and spend the evening with us? It can't be doing you any good sitting here on your own, just brooding about it.
Thanks, Dad. But I'd rather stay here just in case.
Oh, love.
If he does come back, well, I want to be here.
So that's what's happened.
Oh, Susan, what a nightmare for you.
It was awful, Betty. And Caroline there too. I was so ashamed.
Caroline?
Oh, Oliver was due back, so she'd taken the morning off work.
He got caught in the crossfire.
I don't know how I'm going to face her again. Oh, Clary. I can't imagine what she must be going through.
You haven't spoken to her then?
Oh, I haven't dared. She must be worried sick.
Yeah, certainly puts all my troubles into perspective.
What troubles are these?
Oh, you don't want to hear about that.
Oh, I do.
Are you sure you don't mind?
No, I'm all ears.
I won't bore you with all the details.
Oh, you can if you like.
But Kate wants Brian and Jennifer to take Phoebe out to South Africa with them when they go at Christmas.
Oh, I can see you wouldn't be very happy
about
that.
Well, I'm not. I see little enough of Phoebe at Christmas as it is, with her having to go to the Aldridges and then over to Hayley's family in Brum.
Surely Hayley and Roy haven't agreed to it.
Well, Hayley hasn't, but Roy thinks they should go with her.
Well, how would they afford it? I mean, I thought they were supposed to be saving for a house.
Well, Roy thinks they could use some of those savings.
Oh, I'd have something to say about that if I was Hayley.
I don't know what to do about it. Do you think I should say something to Roy?
Oh, yes.
And I don't want it to look as though I'm interfering.
But if she's been talking to you about it...
Oh, she poured her heart out, poor girl. That's how I knew it must be serious.
She wouldn't normally admit anything was wrong.
Well, not to me, she wouldn't. I was touched. I just don't want to make things worse.
They might get worse.
Oh, I hope not.
And then how would you feel?
Well,
guilty, frustrated, stupid... Take it from me.
Oh, Susan, what could you have done?
Could have said something to Emma. I never thought Will was right for her.
Really? You prefer Ed?
I'd have preferred her not to have rushed into marriage and motherhood. I'd have preferred her to concentrate on her career, see a bit of the world before she made these big decisions.
You didn't say anything?
She was so sure she was right. I told myself it was her life and I shouldn't interfere.
Well, do you think it would have made any difference if you had?
I'd have known I'd have done everything I could.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel.
Well, go for it then. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, Roy could tell me to mind my own business.
It's better than thinking you could have done something to help and didn't. You won't be lying awake at night regretting.
Oh, Susan, if Emma was that determined, do you really think anything you said would have stopped her?
Oh, I don't know. And I never shall know. Oh, hello, love. She come in?
No, I couldn't persuade her.
Oh, dear.
Just seems to get worse and worse.
What's happened now?
Will's been on the phone to her, saying he's going to try and get residency for George.
Oh, I told you.
Seeing as a listener about it tomorrow.
But how could he possibly look after a baby?
Oh, you tell me.
There's no way. That's what I was trying to say to Emma, but I didn't get very far. She's in such a state.
Do you think I should go over?
Oh, you'd be wasting your time, love. We're not going to be able to talk to her about it properly until she accepts Ed Grundy's out of the picture.
But you don't think he'll come back?
What, and face the mess he's made? Never. He'll leave everybody else to clear it up for him, just like he always does.
Emma. Emma.
What? Oh, Ed, I must have dozed off. Ed, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Where have you been?
Don't know what's special.
You were gone so long. I thought...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just couldn't get my head around it. It's taken me a long time to take it all in.
I know. I was the same.
Yeah.
But we could have faced it together. You didn't have to go away.
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to see you until I was sure.
Sure of what?
I don't know. I was up to it, I suppose.
You don't want us anymore, do you?
What?
Me and George.
No, don't be silly. Oh, no, I love you. I love George. Nothing can change that.
Oh, Ed. Oh. I was so scared.
A few months back, I was ready to turn my whole life upside down to be with you. Why do you think I changed?
You were away so long. I knew what a shock it must have been.
Yeah, it was.
I'm so sorry. I really thought
That don't matter. No, I love George. Who cares what a bit of paper says?
Oh, thank you. But...
Well, don't tell me you're having second thoughts.
Never. I just want the three of us to be together for the rest of our lives.
That's what we'll do then.
But there's Will.
Yeah, I know. He's one of the reasons I was away so long.
You're not scared of him.
I was scared what I might do if I found him.
But he's got rights now, Ed.
So?
He's going to see a solicitor tomorrow. He wants to take George away from us.
Yeah, well, he's not going to. George is staying right where he belongs. With you and me.
Brian's back.
Oh, home sweet home. There's nothing like a cup of good old English tea.
Oh, it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back, darling. And thanks for collecting me from the airport.
Well, it worked out well with Mum and Jack flying today, too.
No, I envy them. They say it's a great cause.
Oh, Jack was very excited about seeing his old golfing chums. Mum felt bad about missing Julia's funeral, of course.
Yeah, but it's not as if they were close friends or anything.
No. You know what Mum's like. But she knew we'd be going.
Of course. When is it?
It's tomorrow afternoon. She'll be quite a do. Horse-drawn carriage and everything.
Tomorrow afternoon? Mm-hmm. But I thought we were taking Kate to the airport.
Oh, we'll still have time to do that. Anyway, come on, tell me all about your trip.
Well, you want old Debbie's news first, I suppose.
Well, yes, of course.
She's doing so well, darling. I'm really proud of her.
Oh, good.
We had a great time together. Of course, she was very busy with the maize harvest.
But she still found time to be with you?
Yeah, because I went round with her. I mean, her main problem is finding storage space for the grain.
Oh, I'm so pleased it went well. And you still had time
very well
to get...
I mean, what she's done with the dairying, you'd be amazed.
Well, I'm sure.
Those buildings were in a terrible state. She's got new roofs, cladding, a brand new parlour.
Well, I'm glad she's happy. So, after you two...
She's really risen to the challenge. I knew she would.
Oh, it's freezing out there. It's one thing I'm not going to miss.
Hello, darling.
Dad, you're back. Give me a kiss. Welcome home.
Thanks. Sorry I couldn't get back earlier.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. I've been out all day today anyway.
Did you have a good time?
Brilliant. I'm so pleased Phoebe and Roy could have one more day with me before I went back.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to miss her.
I'm sure you will.
Still, I'll be seeing her soon enough.
Will you?
Kate's got an idea, darling.
She usually has.
I want you and Mum to bring Phoebe with you when you come at Christmas.
Oh, I see.
I was going to give your father time to catch his breath before I mentioned
it. Well, what was there to talk about? It couldn't have worked out better.
Oh, I still need to...
I think it's a great idea.
See, Mum, I knew you would.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful for you to see her at Christmas. You must have missed her so much all these years.
Yes.
And for us too, eh, Jenny? I mean, all the family together.
I know. She can see Nolly. Oh, I can't wait.
It's just what you always wanted, darling. Christmas with both your grandchildren.
Yes.
Hello, Will. Oh, Roy. Hiya. Mind if I join you?
Yeah, go on.
Jeez. It's a bad sign, you know. Drinking alone.
Is it?
Well, now me, I got an excuse. I need a pick-me-up.
Do you?
Yeah, just spent the day with Phoebe and Kate. And Kate's going home tomorrow.
That must be hard for Phoebe, having two mothers.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Kate just appearing and then disappearing again. Isn't it confusing?
No. Phoebe's known about Kate right from when she was little. Ailey's been brilliant about that. Just an extra person to love her. That's the way we look at it.
Oh, I suppose. She's lucky.
Yeah. Ailey's such a great mum, and Kate is...
No, I meant Kate. Lucky to have the chance to see her own child.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. How are things?
Rough.
I thought now the test prove you're George's father.
Yeah, much good that does me.
It's got to count for something.
Hey, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Not according to my solicitor.
You've seen him already?
Of course I have. George is mine.
I want him to come and live with me.
Oh, I see.
I've got it all worked out. I mean, I know I work.
Well, yeah.
So do a lot of mums.
Yeah, maybe, but...
And at least I've got a proper job, which is more than can be said for Ed. Or Emma, come to that.
Yeah, it's a very demanding job. I mean, what about when you have to work nights?
Oh, I've got Mum and Grandad. I could afford to pay someone if I had to.
Well, yeah, but...
Which is more than they could. And I'd have let George see Emma sometime.
Well, I think you'd have to.
I'm not unreasonable. Not like her. She could have access.
He's so young, Will.
And he's living in a drafty, rickety old caravan. I mean, what kind of a life is that for a baby? I've got a home.
I know.
A home, a secure job, proper childcare. I'd got it all planned. You looked after Phoebe.
Yeah, but that was different.
Well, how was it?
I was a student. Phoebe was older.
Oh, not much.
And Kate, not Emma. Whatever you think about her, I mean, whatever she's done to you, Emma's a good mum.
That's what the solicitor said.
Well, I thought it might be.
Said it was very unlikely a court would award residency to the father when the baby was so young.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's still breastfed, isn't he?
We could have got round that.
Well, they're not going to take a 7-month baby away from his mother unless she's drunk or on drugs or violent or mentally disturbed. And, well, Emma...
And there is shared residency.
Well, that sounds...
But he still thinks George is too young for it. And it only really works if the parents are on good terms.
Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair to the baby.
Oh, is this fair? That I don't get to see him at all?
But that isn't what he said would happen, is it?
No. He said I was entitled to regular access.
Something, isn't it?
No. Because he said the best way for me to get that was to talk things out with Emma, face to face.
Well, isn't it?
How can I talk to her? After what she's done to me... After what she's done to George, I never want to see her again.
But you'll have to. She's George's mother.
I can't.
Look, I know how you feel. When Kate tried to take Phoebe away, I do know.
Well, then.
But, I mean, look at us now. We had to find a way to make it work for Phoebe's sake.
I know, but...
It's been hard, but now... I mean, we've had such a good time these past few weeks.
You think I could play happy families with Emma and Ed? After what they've done to me?
No, I think you've got to try. For George's sake. Isn't he worth it?
You don't mind if I do this while we talk, do you?
No, of course not. Yeah, it'll be a relief not to have you packing right up the moment we go to the airport.
I want to spend that time with Phoebe.
Oh, he's gorgeous!
Yes, isn't he a love? I've got Phoebe one the same.
Oh. Coast to Newcastle, isn't it? Lions to South Africa?
I wanted to show Nolly an English one.
A stuffed one?
What's this?
Oh, Phoebe drew her a picture. Isn't it sweet?
Oh, yes. That's all of you in the safari park, is it?
Yes. And that's you and Dad and Adam and Alice. See, there's Home Farm.
My hair's not white.
Oh, Brian, she's only little. And is that Mike and Betty and Brenda?
Yes, at Willow Farm.
At least his hair's white too. Who's that on the little island?
Oh, that's Lucas and Nolly in South Africa. See the giraffe?
Oh, yes. Oh, isn't she clever? Fancy her thinking all this up.
Oh, it was Hayley's idea. Sort of family tree for her.
Oh, very good.
I'm going to do one with Nolly. I took lots of photos of everyone to show her.
Oh, that'll be nice for her.
And I left Phoebe a big one of Nolly to put in her bedroom, and I've got one of her for Nolly. I'm so excited they're going to meet properly.
So excited. There's one thing you forgot to mention to your father.
Oh, yes, what's that?
Dad, you know Roy and Hayley aren't exactly rolling in it.
Yes.
Plus they're saving for a house.
Yes.
You wouldn't mind paying Phoebe's fare over, would you?
No, of course not, Di. No, she'll come with us in business class.
Oh, Dad, you're a star. I'll go and tell Roy the good news right away.
Oh, that was kind of you, darling.
Well, we can afford it. But let me make this quite clear, darling. I'm not paying for Roy and Hayley.
Well, you might have suggested Kate pays some of it herself.
Yeah, well, Lucas doesn't earn much. They've got Nolly to think about.
It was very generous of you.
It's only money. And Kate sees little enough of Phoebe. It would mean so much to her.
As you now appreciate.
Well...
Are you going to tell me about your visit to Rory?
Of course I am.
You don't seem very keen.
I didn't want to upset you.
I'll be more upset if I think you're keeping things from me.
Jenny, you were so generous and understanding about the whole thing.
It was his birthday. So, how did it go?
Lovely for me to see him, of course.
Of course.
I don't really think he knew who I was. Dieter's his father now.
Oh, him?
Yeah, you remember I showed you a photo of him on email a while ago?
Oh, yes.
They seem to have been together for quite some time now. I gather she met him soon after she arrived in Germany.
No, I see.
Well, he seems a nice enough chap. He's very good with Rory.
And you were all right with that?
Well, he's his father. Like Hayley's Phoebe's man.
I'm glad you see it like that.
Well, they're obviously making a very loving home for Rory, and that's the important thing, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
And Dieter makes Siobhan very happy.
Good.
Happy mother, happy child, isn't that what you all say?
Yes. Still, it must have been very hard for you.
Rory comes first. Trying to follow Kate's good example. Huh. I mean it. She does put Phoebe first now. She's given her up so gracefully.
I've been proud of her this visit. She's never tried to take Hayley's place.
The child comes first. I see that now.
Sorry, Mum. Got held up.
At the ball, from what Phoebe tells me. Having a farewell drink with Kate?
No. She went back to pack. Bumped into Will.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's really down. I couldn't just leave him.
Why is he down? The test came out on his side.
We know that doesn't mean it's all plain sailing.
No, that's true.
He wants residency, you see.
Well, Susan thought he might. Bit ambitious.
He didn't think so when I applied for it.
Well, that was different.
Oh, anyway, his solicitor agrees with you. That's why he's so low.
Oh, dear, what a mess.
Well, worse than me and Kate. We managed to sort things out.
Well, you had Hayley.
Yeah. Where is she?
Well, she's with Phoebe. They haven't had much time on their own recently.
Hayley's been so good about that.
Yeah. Oh, and Kate rang for you.
Well, did she? Oh, yeah, she said she'd checked the flight times hadn't changed.
It wasn't that. She wanted you to know that Brian's agreed to pay Phoebe's airfare to South Africa.
Oh.
So that's good news, isn't it? She said you'd be pleased.
Mum, I was going to tell you. I didn't want you to find out like this.
Well, I knew. Hayley told me.
Hayley did?
Poor girl, had to talk to someone.
About what?
Roy, I can't believe you haven't noticed how hard Kate's visit's been for her.
She hadn't said anything to me.
Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't just ignore it?
Well, I... No, it's just I'm so pleased to see Phoebe and Kate getting on so well.
Well, doesn't it strike you how hard that must be for Hayley?
No, you're wrong about that, Mum. Hayley's always wanted Phoebe to have a good relationship with Kate.
Well, it doesn't mean she finds it easy, especially with you giving her no support.
I am.
Well, did she want Phoebe to go to South Africa?
Well...
And does she want you both to go?
Well, I thought she just...
Oh, you ignored her.
Well, Kate got me so excited about it.
Exactly.
Oh, you're not telling me she's jealous of Kate.
Well, I know how I'd feel if I saw your dad paying that much attention to another woman.
She's not another woman. She's my daughter's natural mother. I have to try and get on with her.
Yeah, but Hayley doesn't. Do you realise how lucky you are to have a partner who'll let Kate play such a big part in Phoebe's life?
I know I'm lucky.
Let alone whisk her off to South Africa. Oh, well then, don't push it.
Look, I know Hayley's wonderful. You don't need to tell me that.
I think you need to tell her.
She must know. Everyone does. I was just saying to Will.
Well, don't tell him. Tell Hayley.
It's a sad day at Lower Loxley.
And to conclude, we've chosen another of her favourite...
Oh, Mummy.
Nigel?
Oh, Lizzie.
Are you all right?
Yes. I was just running through that last poem.
It's a good choice.
Ellen said it was one of her favourites.
Yes. And the one Lewis chose to open with. It's beautiful.
I just hope I can do it justice.
You'll be fine.
I don't want to let her down.
You won't. You never have.
I'm glad the plane was on time. I didn't want to be late getting back.
We won't be. You sure you don't want me to stay out with Crash?
I'd rather you went to the funeral. I'd like one of us to be there.
You're more used to Lily and Freddie, keeping them calm and happy.
I know. And it'll be nice if we've got the cousins to keep them company.
Yeah. Don't think Phoebe's going to be much of a playmate for him.
She's totally worn out, isn't she?
Yeah.
Spark out.
I'm sorry, Hayley.
What for?
Taking you for granted.
Oh.
I mean, you've always been so wonderful about Kate being Phoebe's natural mum, and you're talking about her, making her feel part of Phoebe's life.
Because that's the best thing for Phoebe.
Yeah, but I didn't think how difficult you might find it to have Kate actually here.
It's not easy for me, seeing Kate and Phoebe together.
Well, you make it look easy. I should have realised.
Oh, I try not to be jealous, but it's hard sometimes taking a back seat. If she's my little girl.
Of course she is. And I left you to deal with all that on your own.
It seemed like you and Kate were shutting me out.
Oh, Hayley, I'm so sorry. I never meant you to feel like that. Oh, I love you.
Mm, that's good to hear.
I'm so lucky to have you.
Yeah, you are.
All these plans of Kate's. I shouldn't have let her railroad me like she did.
I appreciate she's hard to stop.
Yeah, well, she's gone now. And I can think straight, so... If you don't want Phoebe to go to South Africa...
I've changed my mind about that.
Have you? Really?
Yeah, you're right. It is a great opportunity for Phoebe. It'd be silly not to let Jennifer and Brian take her with them.
I mean, it does seem ideal. Are you quite sure?
Yeah. Phoebe can be in Aldridge for a few weeks. I'll know that.
If she's not going to be with us for Christmas, you can be a Jordan.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No. We could spend all of Christmas with your mum and dad.
Oh, Roy, what a lovely idea.
Oh, hi, David.
Tom.
Anything happening yet?
Not yet, no.
I hate all this hanging around. Reminds me of John.
Oh. Hey, good article about your sausages in the Echo last week.
Did you think so?
Devoting the whole food supplement to it.
Wouldn't have known there were anything to do with me. It was all about Brian.
Well,
he keeps doing that, sidelining me. I wish
afternoon, Brian.
Hello, Tom. David.
Any sign of the carriage yet?
No. I gather it's really splendid, though. Beautiful horses.
Oh, good, good. Tom, can I have a word? I've been so busy since I got back.
Yeah?
But there's something I wanted to clear up. Jenny told me you weren't very happy about the article in the Echo last week.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
Well...
Now, I know it must have looked as if it was all about me and Home
Brian, Farm. The main picture was you and Jenny frying sausages in Home Farm kitchen.
But, yes, I know, but that's what the editor and I decided was the best angle for the article. To appeal to the older, more settled clientele. So that the bulk buyers could see them as a premium-type gourmet food. I mean, we were thinking of the product...
Well, perhaps if you'd explain that to me.
Yes, of course, I'm sorry. I mean, you're absolutely right. I should have done. But, you know, I was going away and there was so much to arrange. I mean, you know it's working. I mean, our wholesale butcher's increased his order to his pubs.
Oh, that's good.
Young people eat sausages too, and we don't want to alienate that market.
No, I entirely agree with you. And next time...
Hang on. Maybe you should postpone your business meeting. They're here.
Dear friends, thank you for coming.
Mummy would have been delighted to see such a good house.
We meet to celebrate our love for Julia.
And her love of life.
Her love for her family, her friends, the theatre.
We'd like to start by reading one of Mummy's favourite pieces from Cymbeline.
Fear no more the heat of the sun,
nor the furious winter's rages.
Thou thy worldly task hast done.
Home art gone, and ta'en thy wages.
Golden lads and girls all must,
as chimney sweepers, come to dust.
Thank you so much for coming, Betty.
Oh, I wanted to.
And you, Roy.
Well... With Hayley doing a crash.
Oh, we're very grateful to her.
It was a lovely service. I like the Shakespeare.
That was Ellen's idea. It was one of Julia's audition pieces.
Oh, it was nice that she was able to come.
Yes. I haven't really seen that much of her. If you'll excuse me.
Yeah, of course.
Do help yourself to more food.
Yeah, we will. Do you want anything, Mum?
In a minute. You carry on with what you were telling me.
All right, well, I took your advice. I told Ailey I'm sorry for taking her for granted.
Good.
I think she's a lot happier.
Oh, glad to hear it.
So am I.
Well, that's all I wanted.
You'll be proud of me. I've come up with an idea that's really made her day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've said we can spend Christmas with her family.
What? All of it?
Well, it seemed the ideal time, since we won't have Phoebe.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Well, you don't mind, do you?
Can I top you two gentlemen up?
Oh, yes, thanks. I'm all right, thanks, Liz. How are you, little chap?
Oh, coping. Don't think it's really hit me yet.
No.
Julia still seems so close. There you are.
Thank you. Well, you gave her a wonderful send-off.
I'm pleased so many people could come. Well, I should make myself useful, if you'll excuse me.
Sure. Oh, poor blood. How long have they been married?
I don't know. About 6 months.
Terrible shock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite a week for farewells.
Oh, right. You saw Kate off this afternoon, didn't you?
Yes. And I said goodbye to Rory on Monday.
Oh, how did that go?
It was... Don't mind if I talk about it. It'd be such a relief to tell someone the truth.
Was it tough?
Oh, tough. It was tougher than I expected. I thought it'd be so wonderful just to see Rory.
Wasn't it?
Of course it was. No. Now, what I hadn't reckoned on was having to sit and watch Dieter and Siobhan play Happy Families.
Oh, I see.
I felt so left out. Half the time they're speaking German, I don't even know what they're saying.
I see, that would be hard.
Of course, Rory speaks it too. I can't even understand him.
What, doesn't he speak in English?
Yeah, I mean, kind of mixture sometimes.
All right.
Whichever word's easier, I think. It's very charming.
Oh, must be. Maybe you could learn a little German.
What? Huh? I would if I thought it'd be worth it. I just want...
Brian.
I know. I'm lucky to see him at all.
A lot of fathers in your position couldn't.
If I can just hang on in there, like Kate has, until he's older, then maybe we can have... I don't know. Maybe there is some way I could be his father.
It was so good of you to come, Terry.
Oh, well, we liked your mum.
Oh, so did we.
Had her funny little ways, of course.
Well, that's certainly true.
But she had a good heart. And she was very proud of you, love.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, you and Freddie and Lily. The way she used to talk about you.
You're very kind. Everyone has been. I think my sister wants me. Will you excuse me?
Oh, of course. You need to be with your family times like these.
And how are things with your family, Clary?
Oh, I'm that worried about William.
Oh, are you?
Oh, he ain't seen him this low, not even when Emma left him, I don't think.
Oh, Clary.
He was so happy when he got them test results.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Thought it would be all plain sailing after that. I did try to warn him.
That it wasn't likely George could live with him.
Yeah, oh no, but he got it all planned out, an answer for everything.
Oh dear, and the solicitor had to tell him otherwise.
Tried to let him down gently. But he'd been so sure.
He can see George, though, surely.
Yeah, of course, he's entitled to access.
Oh, I should think so.
More than he's getting at the moment.
Oh, that's not much, is it?
But the best way to get that is to discuss it with Emma properly.
Well, of course it would be.
So, he's going.
Oh, when?
Tomorrow evening. Oh, Betty, I'm so worried. If they can't work things out, I dread to think what might happen.
Lewis?
Oh, Nigel.
I wondered where you were.
Well, I just needed a breath of fresh air.
I know. But I think it's nearly over. People will be going soon.
Yes. I hope we gave her a good send-off.
I think we did.
She seems very close, don't you find?
Yes.
I almost thought if I came outside...
You might find her arguing with Dick.
Yes, well, she loved this place so much.
I know.
I'm so glad I was able to spend time here with her. Thank you for that.
Oh, you made her very happy. Thank you.
Ah, here you are.
Oh, yes. Well, we just needed to...
Oh, of course. I didn't mean to intrude.
Darling, you could never do that. Thank you.
What for?
Everything you've done today.
everything you did for Mummy.
Yes. She may not always have shown it, but she was fond of you, my dear.
Good. I'm going to miss her.
Oh, Lizzie.
I am.
We all are. We shall not look upon her like again, dear Julia.
Ruth has got something to say to Usha.
Sachi got off all key then.
Yes, she's safely back in Wolverhampton.
And Mabel's gone.
Well, that's a relief for Alan too.
For both of you, I should think.
Well, they did make it rather difficult for us to see each other.
So I gathered. Well, it's not surprising, is it?
No, they don't see us very often. They're bound to want to let us.
I thought it was more about them trying to put a stop to your romance of the century.
They talked to you about it?
Oh, yeah. Both of them. At great length.
I hope you told them to mind their own business.
I tried. But they're difficult to stop in full flood.
I know.
Perceptive women, though.
Do you think so?
They can see that there's something going on.
Is that what they said?
Isn't that what everyone's saying? The only people who don't seem to have noticed are you and Alan.
Well, it really isn't
anyone else's business. No, you're quite right. Of course it isn't.
No.
But wouldn't it be easier all round if you just got on with it?
Ruth?
I said the same to Alan.
You spoke to Alan about it?
I was only following orders. Of course, I'm not saying quite what Satya and Mabel wanted me to say.
No.
But they're sensible women. I'm sure they'd come to terms with it.
It's nothing to do with anyone else.
I agree.
And for your information, Alan's never given me the slightest indication.
Oh, come on, Usha. Of course he has. Anyway, this is the 21st century. It doesn't have to be up to him. When are you seeing him next?
Tonight.
Well then, put us all out of our misery.
Oh, it's cold out there. Hello, Usha, nice to see you.
Yes, but I'm afraid I've got to go now.
Oh, sorry, have I interrupted?
No, I just...
Usha's got a hot dip.
No, I haven't. I've just got somewhere I have to be, that's all.
Let me know how you get on.
Well, I might, and then again I might not.
What was all that about?
I told her she and Alan should get on with it.
Oh, I see. No wonder she was flustered.
I just don't want any more awkward conversations with Mabel and Satya.
Yeah, it's tough being a confidant, isn't it?
When it's thrust upon you, yeah.
I wish Brian had someone else apart from me he could pour his heart out to. Didn't know what to say to him yesterday.
Let's stick a notice on the door. The psychiatrist is out.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Oh, Linda Snell rang. She's got her 10 signatures.
Oh, that was quick.
She got most of them by Sunday morning, from the look of it. So you'd better start organising a by-election.
Oh, right.
Can I sit down?
Well, is it going to take that long?
I don't know.
Go on, then.
Where's George?
He's asleep, but he'll wake soon and...
Oh, good.
And then I'm taking him over to Mum's for the evening, so if you could just get on with it.
Where's Ed?
At work. Not that it's any of your business.
I just wanted to be sure we wouldn't be interrupted.
We won't be. Say what you've got to say and then go.
It's about me seeing George.
Yeah.
My solicitor says I should have reasonable access.
You have George on Thursday afternoons and Sundays as it is.
I want to keep him overnight.
What?
I want to spend an evening with him. I thought if I fetched him on Saturday night...
No.
Emma.
No, I'm not having his routine disrupted.
It won't be. I know his routine.
Spending the night in a strange place.
It was his home.
It isn't anymore, and I'm breastfeeding. How could you even...
Oh, I thought you could express some milk.
I could do what?
I know it's important for him.
You don't know anything. His last feed is what settles him for the night.
I can settle him. I can't give him a bottle. I used to, when you wanted to go out.
No, he's been messed around enough as it is.
That's not my fault.
Don't start.
I'm not starting anything. I'm making a reasonable request to see more of my son. My solicitor said...
I don't care what he said. I'm not having my baby.
He's my baby too. I'm his father.
You're not going to get anywhere by throwing that in my face.
It's a fact. And the sooner you get...
All right, here's a fact for you. I don't want him to be your son.
Well, it's not a question of what you want.
Yes, it is. I want Ed to be his father.
Well, he's not.
We're George's family now. Me and Ed.
You can't do that. You can't just shut me out of his life.
Watch me.
I love him. I want to see as much of him as I can.
No, it's just going to confuse him.
I'm his father. I've tried to be reasonable.
No, you haven't. You wanted to take him off me altogether. That was reasonable, was it? Dragging a tiny baby away from his mother. Well, that was in George's best interest.
Yeah, well, I'm not asking for that anymore.
Only because you wouldn't get it.
Though, if you carry on like this...
Are you threatening me?
Oh, you're being completely unreasonable.
Are you? Is this what this is all about?
No. Of course I want him to be with me all the time. Just like you do.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about what's best for George.
No, you're not. You're thinking about what's best for Emma. You always have been. You don't care what's best for George one bit.
Get out.
You can't face the truth, can you? You must have got that off my brother.
Just get out.
Oh, is this best for George? I come here with a perfectly reasonable request.
It's not reasonable.
I'm not going to argue with you. George is my son. I'm George's
just
father.
Stop saying that.
I'm entitled to see him, and I'm going to. And if you don't like it, tough.
This is rather special.
I thought we deserved a treat.
What for?
Being such a thoughtful son-in-law and niece.
Yes, weren't we?
We were. Above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, I've got my reward. Sutter's left me with a freezer full of wonderful meals.
I'm glad to hear it. I trust one is defrosting now as we speak.
Yes.
Well, thank heavens we can relax and eat in peace.
Yes.
So I shan't suddenly be bundled out of the back door with this Amosa in me.
It was a bit like a French farce, wasn't it?
Mm. Just a bit. I quite enjoyed it, actually.
So did I.
And if they hadn't been so unreasonable about our friendship...
Yes?
We wouldn't have had so much fun.
We always have fun.
Yes. We do. I can understand Mabel getting jealous if she sees me getting close to another woman, but...
And are you?
What?
Getting close to another woman.
I think I am. What do you think?
I think so, too. What's the matter?
Oosh, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, George, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, good. Why did he... What's the matter?
Ed, it is such a mess.
Well, what did he do? What did he say to you?
It's just such a mess. Oh, George, what have I done to you?
Now, I really am confused.
I'm sorry.
You kiss me and then you say you're sorry.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Well, you have.
Oh, sure.
Well, you have, Alan. At last, after all this time, when it's been what we've wanted, well... What I've wanted. Obviously, you feel differently.
Of course I don't. I wouldn't have kissed you otherwise.
Then what's the problem?
It's my job.
You've taken a vow of celibacy and forgotten to mention it to me.
No, of course not. But it complicates things.
Does it?
Oh, come on, you know it does. I didn't want to... Well, lead you on.
Kissing me wasn't a very good start, then.
No, but you're so... Oh... I don't know how I've kept my hands off you.
That's nice to know. Well, then.
We need to talk.
What is there to talk about?
There's a lot. If we did get together, I'd like it to last.
If you just want to tell me your intentions are honourable...
Sounds so pompous. Presumptuous, even.
Just a bit.
But I have to know that you realise what you'd be getting yourself into.
Because I'm a Hindu. Now you're being as bad as Satya and Mabel.
No, but they had a point. It wouldn't be easy.
You have thought better of it. That's just an excuse.
No, it isn't.
Well, it must be. You don't think like that. If this was any other couple...
But it's not. And I value our friendship so much.
No, oh, please.
No, I do. I don't want to lose it.
Well, you've got a funny way of showing it.
You see, now I've offended you.
Yes, yes, you have. Don't you think I've considered the difficulties too?
I don't know. Have you?
Of course.
It might change everything.
Now you're insulting me.
That's the last thing I want to do.
It may have escaped your notice in all your conscience searching, but I really care about you.
Oh, Usha.
Yes, it would change things for the better. But if you don't feel like that...
Look, I have to be clear. I have to ask you something, even if you never speak to me again.
Go on, then.
Are you sure Are you really sure that you can handle this?
What makes you think I can't?
Wait, he didn't want to go to India with Ashok.
He wanted me to marry him. Are you proposing already?
No, of course not, but...
Look, Alan, I can't guarantee anything. And maybe you're right. Maybe it will be too difficult for us.
Well, then...
But isn't it worth at least trying? It's not like you to give up without a fight.
I know. I just don't want you to get hurt.
Well, that's my decision. I think you're worth it.
Oh, sure.
But if you don't feel the same...
I do. Of course I do.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
Is he all right now?
Yeah, he's having a little nap, poor baby.
Oh, poor you.
No. Now, I've got to stop letting Will get to me. It's not fair on George.
I wish I'd been here. I wish you'd let me.
No, it's better if you keep out of
it. I'm not having him upsetting you like that.
It's all different now, isn't it? Now he's got his precious piece of paper. Yeah. I just can't bear it. He thinks that gives him the right to barge in and mess up our lives any time he feels
yeah,
like
but we
it.
We won't let him. It's the end of.
How can we stop him? He's got rights.
I'm not
now.
Having him upsetting you and George.
And I don't want you getting in fights with him or George being passed around like it was a parcel. But if Will's just not going to leave us alone...
Well, we'll get our own solicitor.
Look, maybe we could just go to France now.
Now?
It would solve everything. Will couldn't get us there.
Wouldn't he try and stop us taking George out of the country, then?
Not if we go quickly. They want you to start in a couple of months anyway, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's true. Probably suit him if I could come sooner.
Oh, Ed, let's go. Once we're there, no one can force us to come back. We'll have a house.
Sure, for a good job.
We can start our new life.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, what have we got to lose?
Nothing. It's going to be amazing. Just the three of us. Oh, let's do it.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.